You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party.
After United States forces kidnapped Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, the New Zealand Foreign Minister Winston Peters put out a statement expressing concern over the move and his expectations that countries maintain adherence to international law. New Zealand's response has been criticised by some, who say it does not go far enough in upholding New Zealand's independent foreign policy and history of calling out infringements of international law. In our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party, I spoke to MP Laura McClure, filling in this week for Simon Court. I asked about the party's stance on the developing US-Venezuela situation and about the party's campaign plans for the 2026 election. So I wanted to start off this morning with a brief discussion of the US-Venezuela situation. After the US kidnapping of Venezuelan President Maduro, there's been a range of responses internationally, including New Zealand's Foreign Minister Winston Peters expressing concern and his expectations that all parties follow international law. Does this align with the ACT Party's stance?
Yeah, look, I think it is something to be concerned about when it comes to the rules-based order, and that's something that New Zealand has specifically benefited from. But I think what I will say is that Maduro, you know, was not a legitimate leader of his country. You had many, many people fleeing from his kind of rule, and now you see them celebrating in the streets. So whatever path that led to this, and I can't really comment on another country's foreign policy and actions, I think it is a really good thing for the Venezuelans. But it is concerning that the rules-based order is being challenged and is changing, and I think that's something we need to keep a close eye on here in New Zealand.
The government has been criticised for not taking a stronger stance by some members of the opposition, including Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson, who called it a blatant breach of international law and said that staying silent betrays the values of our nation. Can we expect a stronger government response moving forward?
Look, I'm unable to comment on what the foreign minister and the government may be thinking, but look, I think we're seeing this all around the world, whether it's China, Russia. These big powers are changing the way in which that we've been seeing the geopolitical landscape for quite some time now. And I think it is New Zealand is going to have to rethink our foreign policy and some of our stances and how we approach some of these issues. So I think that's it's a discussion that we have to have. You know, do we need to be stronger on these things or do we need to change outright? I mean, those are discussions that I think a lot of the parties, including ourselves, will be having in the future. But, I mean, the main point that I will make was that, you know, when you compare, say, like Putin to what happened in Ukraine and you compare to an illegitimate president in a country that has been basically had their democracy stripped, we believe in democracy and the free world. So to have that kind of restored, there is something good in that, in a way. But how that's actioned, I think that is a really key question. It's something that I think that a lot of the parties will be discussing in the future.
Moving towards 2026 now and back domestically, given it's an election year, do we have any insight yet into the ACT Party's plans for campaigning?
Yes, so we've got quite a lot of exciting plans underway at the moment. We are yet to obviously launch our campaign. There'll be some things that you can expect from it, like we'll always campaign on freedom of human rights, in a free society, lower taxes, less government spending or wasteful spending. But yeah, there will be a few surprises in there. And I think at the moment, this last year, we've really been out there on the ground, listening to people, finding out what actually matters to Kiwis, and how we can actually, you know, deliver on some of those things that we know New Zealanders want. And look, I think you've seen the start of the RMA reform come in at the end of last year, and that's going to be obviously carried out over the next 6 months. That work will be happening in Parliament, and that is something that I think we can build on from there. And look, I can't give away any secrets yet. You're just going to have to wait. But you can expect the classic stuff that you'd get from ACT and something else, I think, from there that we know that Kiwis are really concerned about, and, you know, we're wanting to fix some of those issues for them.
With a record number of seats won last election by the ACT Party, are there any learnings that the party will be taking from that election moving into this year's election?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think the last election was a huge success for ACT. This is the first time that there has been this amount of ACT government ministers, and we also have a Deputy Prime Minister. So there's been quite a lot of learnings from that, and I think the team has done extraordinarily well. And I mean, I'm slightly biased coming in from that, but it means that we, being a smaller party in government, you always run the risk that you're kind of absorbed, but we've managed to keep true to our brand. We've managed to push as hard as we can on the things that we know are important to our voters. And I'd like to think that those that lent us their vote in 2023 are pretty happy with where things have gone, because if ACT wasn't there, I know that we wouldn't have seen the things that we're seeing now, the extent we're seeing. So, look, I think there are definitely some learnings. There's things that we can build upon, but we want to maintain that momentum and just go bigger from here, really.
We've also seen over the course of this government multiple policies either backed or put forward by ACT MPs receive some strong attention in the public spotlight, you know, controversies, protests, things like the Treaty Principles Bill, things like the Regulatory Standards Bill have received a lot of attention and a lot of backlash from many people. Is the ACT Party concerned about how this will affect developing policy going forward?
Look, I think we always consider what the voter may want. I mean, we're a political party and we're in the business of selling ideas. So that is something that we always consider. But I'm really proud of those pieces of legislation, those bills we put up, because there have been issues and there are ongoing issues. And we know our membership, we know voters, we know everyday people tell us their frustrations with us. And there's one thing that we know is true about the ACT Party is that we're not afraid to have some of these hard conversations, even if that means you're going to ignite some, you know, heated debate and emotions around it. I think it's really important for New Zealand and our democracy to have these conversations. So that is something you can always expect from us. We're not afraid to shy away from some of the more, I would say, sensitive or difficult topics. Because it's really important that we do have these discussions so that we can, you know, have the best future possible for New Zealand. Otherwise, if it's not us, it will be someone else. And I can tell you now, these are issues that are not just going to go away.
Also concerning ACT moving into this election, obviously being part of a coalition means that parties have to work together. But as we move to the election, parties tend to prioritise what sets them apart. How will the ACT Party balance these priorities of working with the coalition government, but also setting itself apart from National and New Zealand First?
Yeah, look, absolutely. I mean, that is a challenge in itself. I think what we're going to be doing is we've got quite a busy work program, so we're going to be focusing on the government legislation that we need to get through before the end of the term. So those are the things that we've already agreed on, whether it's in our coalition agreement or whether it's the work programs that have just been carrying on in the background. Those are the things that I think will be like business as usual. We're making sure that we're all united and going forward on. And as you get closer to the election, I think you'll see the differences between the parties. And I mean, maybe we're seeing some of that happening now. But, you know, we're out there to win an election and win votes. And so there will be differences between us at times. But I think overall, I'm really surprised and also really happy that this government has been able to work so well together, given that we are three different parties with three, you know, quite distinctly different identities. But there's quite a lot that we do agree on. So I just think we need to make sure that we focus on that to get that business through. And then, yeah, look, we'll be obviously coming out with some of our policies that are different to each other, so people know, you know, what is the difference here and who can we vote for and, you know, where does my values align to most.
That was the ACT Party's Laura McClure speaking to me about ACT's stance on the US kidnapping of Venezuelan President Maduro and the party's plans for the 2026 election.
That was our weekly chat with the ACT Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.